Hey team, I don't know if what I have to say is helpful or not because I gave some advice last night and I really felt like I was hoping that that coach knew I was validating what they were feeling. But as a coach, you have to measure what you're doing. So this is related to subjective scoring in the competitive process in the sports that have subjective scoring. And so, as I've said many times, there are so many things we can't control. And we are so passionate about our students and we want what's best for them. And especially when you're also trained as a judge, it's really hard to be the coach and watch that performance and be objective about how your athlete is doing, your student is doing, and be aware of the scoring process and the analyzation. But also keeping in mind, we don't get to see all of the competition until later sometimes. So how are you going to handle your student who did a great job? Maybe their score was vastly different from what it had been a couple weeks ago and their job was better. It happens. It really happens. And so we have two different things that we can do. One is how we care for our athletes and the response to that. And the parent thing is another whole management deal. But then also as a professional, how we address that situation from an educational standpoint and an understanding of it, and what's the proper channels. First of all, a parent should never go to a judge. You let the professionals handle that and are the ones. And you as a coach, if you're upset in the moment, you cannot be stomping around and being mad and things like that, because this is our job. We have to show these athletes how to respond to the good, the bad, everything else. And then there are processes with which you can address the scoring issues that you think, if they're valid scoring issues that you're having trouble with, whether you go through the judge's liaison or you do a submission of a grievance or anything like that. But in the meantime, you have these kids. You have these kids that have worked really hard. They thought they did a great job. They weren't rewarded appropriately. And the discussion that comes in is how you balance that out from expectations and how you take the good with the bad. And the only thing we can control is how we got them ready and hopefully how they performed. So always reward how they performed with the knowledge that, like, maybe things didn't come the way we wanted it to, but for me at least, that's always motivation for the next time. Never leave the door open. Never leave the door open to the competition if you can help it. And so you use it as motivation, because what else are you going to do? I want to validate your feelings when you're upset and you're angry, and I get it. But also, as someone who trains young coaches and trains athletes, we got to make the best of the situation and we have to grow from it. So we can address those things over here with the professionals. We can try to do better with education. But in the meantime, take care. Guard your reputation, guard your heart, guard your emotion, and most of all, take care of those kids. Have a great day.